week, our church celebrated its 56th anniversary.
上周我们教会庆祝了五十六周年的周年庆祝。
And over those years, we've had members deal with a host of different problems.
在这么多年来，我们会众当中有很多人都有问题。
Some have been diagnosed with cancer.
有些人得了癌症。
Some have found that their spouse has been unfaithful.
有的人发现他们的伴侣不忠。
Some have lost their jobs and encountered severe financial problems.
有些人失业了，而且面对很大的经济问题。
There have been many different storms in the lives of our members.
在我们会众的生活中有很多的风暴。
And these storms have threatened to overwhelm them.
这些风暴对他们来说是很大的威胁，而且让他们受不住。
I wonder if you have experienced a storm in your life.
我想问问大家有没有遇到过人生的风暴。
Those were the times when things just did not seem to make sense.
那个时候很多东西都好像不合理。
Your problem seems so big and your faith is so small.
你的问题好像很大，但是你的信心好像很小。
You felt like you were being swamped and drowning.
你觉得自己好像被淹没了，而且一直的往下沉。
You were so afraid.
你很惧怕。
I'm sure many of us have had those kinds of feelings over the years.
我相信大家在过去的这么多年都有这种的经历。
And Jesus' disciples were no different.
耶稣的门徒们也有这样的经历。
I believe that the passage that was just read from the life of Jesus can help us deal with the storms of life.
我相信刚才我们所读的经文可以帮助我们去面对人生的风暴。
The background behind this passage is that Jesus had been doing a lot of teaching.
这个经文的背景是耶稣做了很多的教导。
He had preached what we would call the Sermon on the Mount.
他已经在之前做了我们所谓的登山宝训。
He taught them also through parables.
他们教导他们是通过预言来教导他们，比喻来教导他们。
Now sermons are good.
教导是好的。
You're all sitting here listening to my sermon.
你们都坐在这儿听我的教导。
But sometimes sermons are inadequate.
但是有些时候教导是不适当的。
That we need to not just hear something but experience it.
我们不单只要听这些教导，而且我们要经历它。
Because there are certain lessons that only can be learned through real life experience.
因为有一些经历，有一些事情是我们只能通过经历才能学到的。
My parents were from Toisan.
我的父母是从台山来的。
They were not highly educated.
他们没有受过高等的教育。
But growing up in this country, they encouraged my brothers and I to study hard.
但是在这个国家，他们就鼓励我和我的弟弟，要努力的学习。
They stressed the importance of education.
他们很强调教育的重要性。
And in school, I learned a lot of different subjects.
在学校里，我学了很多的科目。
Things like algebra and biology.
像什么代数啊、生物啊这些。
And as I mentioned, my parents were not very educated.
刚才我说过我的父母没有受过很高的教育。
A lot of times they would even get a letter in the mail and they would have to ask me, what does it mean?
有些时候他们收到了信，他们还会问我这信里讲的是什么呀。
And sometimes I had a bad attitude.
有些时候我就态度不太好。
I felt like I was superior to my parents. I knew more than my parents.
我有时候觉得我比他们要高一点，我觉得飘飘然了。
And my parents would come back and tell me, it doesn't matter how many degrees you have.
我的父母就告诉我，你得到多少个学位都不重要。
That if you can't know, if you don't know how to deal with life itself.
如果你不会面对人生的话，这些都不重要。
Having a lot of academic knowledge is not the same as having wisdom and experience in life.
在学术上学到很多知识不代表你在人生上有智慧。
So Jesus wanted to teach teach his disciples through a real life experience instead of just through sermons.
在这里，耶稣就想通过一个实际的人生经验去教导门徒。
Now this, what happened in this passage took place on the Sea of Galilee.
这个经节的故事背景是在加利利湖。
It's really like a large lake that was, because of its geography, it was susceptible to violent storms.
这个是一个很大的湖，因为它特殊的地理环境，它很容易就受到强烈的风暴。
But the storm that came was not by accident.
但是这个风暴来的不是偶然的。
That Jesus orchestrated the storm to come when they were out on the lake.
当风暴来的时候，耶稣就平静了这个风暴。
Jesus was asleep in the boat.
耶稣在船上是睡着了。
He was sitting in the rear of the boat that had a cushion on it.
他睡在船尾，而且躺在枕头上。
And this shows that Jesus was exhausted from all his preaching.
这里可以看到耶稣其实是很疲倦的。
But the story is about a physical storm that came upon the boat.
这个故事就是讲述一个很大的风暴，然后吹到这个船上。
But I believe that this story has lessons for us in the storms that we deal with in our daily lives.
但是我也觉得这个故事可以教导我们我们可以面对人生的风暴。
And I believe we can find four principles from this passage.
我相信我们可以在这个经节里找到四个原则。
The first is that storms will come.
第一就是风暴会来的。
Let me make a few points under that principle.
让我说几点。
Storms in life are inevitable.
人生的风暴是不可以避免的。
We live in a fallen world.
我们生活在一个堕落的世界里。
And then storms will come.
风暴会来的。
Because they are part of life.
因为它是生活的一部分。
Even if things are going great right now, things could change very quickly.
即使现在的生活好像很好，但是可能很快就变了。
Now, there are some preachers who I feel do not understand the Bible correctly.
有一些传道人，我觉得他们不完全的正确的领会圣经的意思。
And they incorrectly teach this idea that Christians should not have any kind of problems.
他们有一个错误的教导，就是他们说基督徒不会面对人生的问题。
They should never get seriously sick.
他们不会有严重的疾病。
They will not have financial problems.
他们不会有经济的问题。
They will not encounter marital or family problems.
他们也不会面对家庭婚姻的问题。
And the reason they think that is because they say, well, we are God's children.
为什么他们那么想呢？因为他们觉得我们是神的儿女。
And God is our heavenly Father.
天父父神是我们天上的父。
So He will protect us.
天上的父会保护我们。
He will keep those problems out of our lives.
他会把所有的问题排除在我们的生活之外。
But remember that Jesus said in John 16:33, "In the world you will have tribulation."
但是我们要看到。耶稣在约翰福音十六章三十三节里说：“你们有苦难。”
Now there's another teaching that is very similar.
还有一个相似的教导。
They say, well, if you are an obedient child of God, then God will prevent you from having any of these problems.
这个教导就是，如果你是一个顺服的孩子，神就会保护你，免除这些的。
They say if you obey the Ten Commandments,
他们说如果你遵守十诫,
if you pray every day and read your Bible every day,
如果你每天读经祷告,
if you go to church every week,
如果你每周都去教堂,
if you obey God, then God will protect you from having problems.
如果你顺服神, 遵行他的教导, 神就会保护你。
But again, I believe that this is incorrect teaching.
但是我觉得这是不正确的教导。
Now certainly there are storms that come because of sin or disobedience.
当然，因为我们的不顺服和我们的罪， 我们会面对风暴。
The classic example is the story of Jonah.
在约纳的故事里，我们看到了这一点。
That Jonah disobeyed God, and God sent a storm to bring him back.
约拿他不顺服神，但是神用风暴把他带回来。
But not all storms are the result of sin.
但是不是所有的风暴都是罪的结果。
Please notice that in this passage, the storm was the result of obedience.
大家注意，这个经节里提到的风暴是因为门徒顺服了。
Look at verse 35.
我们看三十五节。
It says, On that day when evening had come, he, that is Jesus, said to them, Let us go across to the other side.
三十五节里说，到那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边吧。
And so the disciples did what Jesus wanted.
那些门徒就遵行了耶稣想做的。
They obeyed what Jesus wanted.
他们遵行了耶稣的吩咐。
And yet they still encountered a severe storm.
但是他们仍然面对了这个风暴。
Another point is that storms are unpredictable.
第二点就是风暴是不可以预测的。
They can come very suddenly.
他们可以突如其来。
They are not gradual necessarily.
他们不一定是渐渐的、慢慢的来。
Another point is that storms can be severe.
第三点就是风暴是可以很严重的。
Another false teaching by some preachers is that, oh, you will have small problems in your life.
有些传道人错误的教导就是你不会面对严重的风暴。
But you will not go through severe storms if you are a child of God.
你不会面对严重的风暴，因为你是神的儿女。
They say if you're a Christian, you can maybe expect getting a parking ticket.
他说，如果你是基督徒的话，你可能会收到停车的罚单。
But you should not expect losing a child to cancer.
但是你不会失去孩子或者得到癌症。
But please notice in this story, this storm is very severe.
但是我们可以从这一节经文里看到，风暴是很严重的。
Remember, many of the disciples were experienced fishermen.
请注意，我们这里有很多渔民是很有经验的。
They've seen storms before.
他们在这个湖打鱼很多年，他们看到很多的风暴。
But here they were really afraid.
在这里，他们仍然是非常的害怕。
They thought they were going to die.
他们觉得他们会死。
That's how severe this storm was.
这个就是那个风暴有多大。
And at this point, the disciples are very fearful, and they're looking, and it seems that God doesn't seem to care.
在这个时刻，他们是非常害怕的，而且他们觉得好像神是不关心他们。
Because Jesus in this story is asleep in the boat.
因为在这一刻，耶稣是在船上睡觉的。
And it seems that Jesus doesn't care about what's going on.
好像耶稣对周围所发生的事情漠不关心。
They're fearing for their lives.
门徒害怕他们失去生命。
But Jesus.Seems to be indifferent to what's going on.
但是耶稣好像无动于衷。
And that brings us to the second principle.
我们来看第二个原则。
That is, Jesus cares for us and is with us.
第二点就是耶稣关心我们，看重我们，而且他是与我们同在的。
So the disciples in the story had the benefit of Jesus being with them physically.
在这里，耶稣的门徒们其实他们很幸运，是因为主与他们同在。
His presence in the boat should have been enough for the disciples.
他的存在与他们的同在，其实对门徒来说是一个很大的祝福。
And the Lord has promised to us that He would never leave us.
神也向我们保证过，他永远不会离开我们。
For instance, in Matthew 28 verse 20.We see what Jesus promised at the end of what we call the Great Commission.
在马太福音的28章20节，我们可以看到主对我们的应许。
Jesus said, "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
在那里说，凡我吩咐你们的，都 都教导他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
在希伯来书十五章五节里说，我总不撇下你们，也不丢弃你们。
Now you may say to yourself, well, I need some proof.
但是你可能对自己说，我需要一些证明。
Because we can't see Jesus physically.
现在我们不能看见主的肉身了。
I need to see some sign of his love for me.
我需要一些印记，一些表彰，来感受他的爱。
But the greatest sign that we have is the sign of the cross.
其实最大的表彰，最大的标记就是十字架。
The cross is a symbol of Jesus' love for us.
十字架就是耶稣对我们爱的印记。
It was the greatest love.
那个是最大的爱。
The greatest sacrifice.
最大的牺牲。
That Jesus willingly came onto the cross to die for our sins.
是耶稣他愿顺服的来到这个世界，而且为我们在十架上死。
Now every month we celebrate Holy Communion.
每个月我们去吃圣餐。
And it is not just some empty ritual.
那个不是一个空就是虚表的一个仪式。
It is a reminder to us of God's great love for us.
那是一个对我们的一个提醒，就是神爱我们。
The third principle is that Jesus is all powerful.
第三点就是耶稣是有大能的。
In verses 39 to 41, we see that Jesus reminds themThat he is God.
在39到41节，我们看到耶稣提醒门徒，我是神。
Now picture the situation.
大家想一想当时的环境，当时的情况。
Jesus and the disciples are in the middle of the lake.
耶稣和他们的门徒们是在湖中央。
The winds are blowing and howling.
风在吹，在咆哮。
The waves are splashing over the boat.
巨浪卷起，而且拍打船。
All of a sudden, Jesus commands everything to stop.
突然，耶稣就命令所有的事情都要停止。
There is this dead calm.
当时有一个非常平静的情况。
Not gradually, but instantly.
那个平静不是渐渐的，而是就是。
The lake is all of a sudden still. It's like a mirror, even.
那个湖突然静止了，好像镜子一样。
And Jesus commanded the winds and the waves like they were his children.
耶稣命令风和雨像命令他的孩子一样。
Actually, maybe that's not a good example.
可能那不是一个好的比喻。
Because sometimes children can be very disobedient.
有时候孩子也非常不听话。
Maybe a better example is like a well-trained dog.
更好的比喻是可能这个风暴就像一个受到很好训练的宠物犬。
But the point is that Jesus had control of the weather.
这个重点就是耶稣可以控制所有的东西。
And we know that man cannot control the weather.
我们知道人类是不可以控制天气的。
Now we haven't had a big storm in this area in a long time.
我们在这个地区很长时间没有大的风暴了。
But certainly you have read or seen the storms and the hurricanes or tornadoes that have happened in other parts of the country.
当然我们在新闻上也看到很多的新闻关于飓风、龙卷风在其他的这个国家其他的地方。
We know that storms can be very, very powerful.
我们知道这个风暴是非常强大的，有时候。
But Jesus here shows to us he can control the weather.
但是耶稣证明了他可以控制所有的东西。
And if he can control the weather, he can control everything, anything.
他既然能控制天气，他也能控制所有的东西。
He can control cancer.
他可以控制癌症。
He can control all even the governments.
他可以控制政府。
He can control all the circumstances in our lives.
他可以控制我们人生任何的境况。
God had made everything.
神造了所有的事情。
And so he's in charge of everything.
所以他是 所有东西的主宰。
And this passage shows to us that Jesus is all powerful.
在这个经文里，我们可以看到耶稣是大能的，有大能的。
Now in verse 41, it literally says that they feared with a great fear.
在41节里，这里说他们就大大的惧怕。
Now they were already afraid because of the storm.
他们因为有风暴，他们已经很害怕了。
But they feared even more the fact that Jesus was right here in the boat with them.
他们更害怕的是因为主耶稣是与他们同在这一条船上。
And they feared because they realized that Jesus is the Lord of this vast universe.
他们害怕是因为他们知道耶稣是这个整个宇宙的主宰。
He is the one that created the heavens and the earth.
他是那位创造天地和万物的神。
And he was right there in the boat with them.
他却跟我们在一条船上。
Now, in verse 40, Jesus had said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
在第四十节，耶稣问他们，你们为什么那么害怕呢？你们难道你们没有信心吗？
So Jesus rebuked the disciples for their fear.
耶稣在这里斥责了他们没有信心。
That he's saying to them that you should have faith instead.
耶稣对他们说你们要有信心。
And so that brings us to the last principle.
我们来看最后一个原则。
And that is we need to grow in faith.
我们要增强我们的信心。
Now, Jesus wants them to have a growing faith.
耶稣想我们的信心日益增长。
He had taught them many through sermons.
耶稣经常教导门徒。
He told them that he was in charge of everything.
耶稣告诉他们我是万物的主宰。
And yet they were still afraid.
但是门徒们仍然很害怕。
He had performed miracles before them.
耶稣在他们面前施行了神迹。
He cast out demons. He healed people that were sick.
耶稣在他们面前曾经赶鬼和医治病人。
And yet they were still afraid of the storm.
但是门徒们仍然害怕这个风暴。
And so fear is the result of a lack of faith.
所以在这里就是惧怕是因为没有信心的结果。
And it is a lack of faith in two areas.
是有两个部分你没有信心。
The first is that God is good, that he loves us.
第一点就是神是好的，而且他爱我们。
And the second is that God is all powerful, he is in control.
第二点就是神是万能的，他是万物的主宰。
And so these are two very simple principles.
这两个是一个很简单的原则。
These are things that we teach our preschool children.
这两点我们其实在教幼儿园的小孩也教他们了。
This is basic theology.
这是最原始最简单的神学。
But yet the disciples forgot about these things.
但是门徒们似乎把这些都忘了。
And we forget those things as well.
而我们也有时候把这些都忘了。
Certainly the disciples should have thought back of what did Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount?
当然这些门徒其实可以回想啊，耶稣在登山宝训里到底说了什么呢？
Jesus had said to them, "You're more valuable to me than the flowers and the birds."
在那里耶稣告诉门徒，你比天上的飞鸟和花都重要。
And if God cares for them, he'll care for you.
神对花和鸟都这么看顾，他当然看顾你。
So what should have the disciples have done if they had the true faith, they had sufficient faith?
假设如果门徒有足够的信心，他们应该怎么做呢？
Well, I believe that they would not have awakened Jesus.
我觉得他们如果有信心的话，他们就不会把耶稣叫醒。
They would know that Jesus' presence is enough.
他们应该知道耶稣在那儿的同在已经是够了。
That Jesus was with them.
耶稣与他们同在。
That he is, that he will bring them through the storm.
耶稣可以把他们脱离这个风暴。
And all they had to do is just wait and have faith.
他们可以做的就是等。
Now, the disciples would realize that Jesus allows people whom he loves to go through storms.
我们要知道神允许他爱的人经过风暴。
That there's no need to panic.
我们不需要害怕。
No, because having Jesus is enough.
因为我们有耶稣已经足够了。
And so God's purpose in allowing us to go through storms is to allow the storms to shape and mold us.
神允许我们经过风暴的目的是想通过风暴来塑造我们。
It is not to prevent you from encountering storms.
神不是要我们去免除风暴。
But he allows us to go through the storms so that we will learn certain lessons that we would not otherwise have.
神允许我们经历风暴是因为他想让我们从中学习一些东西。
James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4 gives us the same idea.
在雅各书的第一章二到四节里说，
Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
给大家读一遍，就是我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
So God allows us to go through severe storms in our lives.
神允许我们经历强大的风暴。
Because through those storms, God teaches us things that we would not be able to learn otherwise.
因为在经历风暴的过程中，神教导了我们一些东西。
But we also would learn that we can trust God in the midst of those storms.
我们在经历风暴的过程中，我们学到我们可以依赖神。
So he allows the storms in our lives to build up our faith.
他允许这个我们人生的风暴来增强我们的信心。
And I believe the disciples eventually learned that lesson.
我相信那些门徒最终也学到了这一课。
Because many of the disciples went on to preach the gospel, and many of them lost their lives in preaching the gospel.
但后来大家看到很多门徒就去传道，而且他们也为主殉道了。
So it shows that they finally had the faith that Jesus was looking for in their lives.
这里可以证明他们最终是对主有信心了。
And when we respond to the storms in life with faith, we will be able to see God's power more visibly.
我们如果通过信心来面对风暴的话，我们就可以更好的看见神的大能。
And in the midst of those storms, we will sense His presence most intensely.
在这个风暴当中，我们会感受到神的同在。
I want to conclude my message with a real life example.
我想在结束之前，我想用一个真的人生经历。
An example from my own life.
一个我人生中真实的经历。
From the pastor's family.
是在一个牧师的家庭中的。
Because even pastors' family can go through storms.
大家可以看到，即使牧师的家庭也会面对风暴。
My son Matt will come up and share about a storm that our family has been going through.
我的儿子 Matt 就会给大家分享一下我们所面对的风暴。